It's 3 o'clock and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Kevin Wong with Lulu and Mark. Looking at the weather outside our East York studios, it's cool and dreary, 17 degrees, with a few light showers going on around our fair city today. Now here are the headlines. In the news today, the CBC is reporting that one of the people at the heart of the Liberal sponsorship scandal has pleaded guilty in Montreal today to 28 fraud charges stemming from the scandal. The 66-year-old ad executive and head of Lafleur Marketing and Communications was accused of defrauding the government of almost $1.6 million in contracts his advertising firm sought out through the sponsorship program. The program was an initiative by the federal Liberal government to increase the government's profile in Quebec almost a decade ago. The fifth person to be charged in the scandal, Lafleur, stands accused of charging for work that was never done for the program. Sentencing has been scheduled for June 1st. And after 12 years, the final report looking into the police shooting death of Aboriginal protester Dudley George will be released at the end of May. According to the Canadian Press, the report will shed light on whether or not pressure from then-Ontario Premier Mike Harris played a role in George's death during a protest at Iberwatch Provincial Park on September 6, 1995. The report will be released in the Ontario town of Forest on May 31st. And in Toronto, the Toronto Star is reporting that Toronto has finished second behind Chicago in a ranking of top North American cities of the future. The rankings are based on a city's ability to attract investment projects. The Financial Times London lauded Toronto for its good affordable housing, low crime levels, strong health and education sectors, and the falling unemployment rate. And the CBC is reporting that Menu Foods has issued another recall of its pet foods. This after a confirmation by the U.S. Drug and Food Administration that melanin has contaminated one of the key ingredients in the food. And back in Toronto again, a local blood donor clinic has a huge reason to celebrate after finding out that they beat their goal of collecting 53 units of blood. In February, St. Martin de Porres Church collected 64 units. The church is located just west of Morningside and Lawrence Avenue. They partnered up for the first time with Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. Part of the clinic's goal was to increase awareness about sickle cell anemia, which can affect men and women of all races. Ashley Russell has this report.
When was the last time you donated blood? Canadian Blood Services say that less than 4% of Canadians donate. Dottie Nicholas is president of the Sickle Cell Association of Ontario. She says perhaps not enough people know or understand how important it is to donate and how easy it can be. She also says this is where her job comes in.
We serve the community in optimizing health care and advocacy for the sickle cell community. So we think the onus is on us to bring awareness in the sickle cell community.
Denise Blagrove was just dropping her friend off at St. Martin de Porres Church, but ended up donating her blood for the first time. She thinks the location of clinics and getting word out about the lack of blood donors are two of the most important factors in motivating people.
Because I think convenience makes a big difference. I think having the clinics and advertising is crucial.
Sarah Hayden of Canadian Blood Services says she gets her motivation from the people she meets.
It's also a really great opportunity for me to meet recipients of blood transfusions and hear how touched they are by the fact that people they've never met, people they will never know, saved their life. So it's a really interesting experience in that aspect.
For more information on how and when you can donate, call 1-888-2-DONATE. College Radio News.
College Radio Breaking News Bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
This just in, Toronto police have called a news conference for 4 o'clock this afternoon to unveil the details of a shooting that has involved Raptors star Chris Bosch. CTV News is reporting that a man thought to be Bosch was rushed to the hospital earlier this morning after a fight outside a downtown nightclub. Witnesses told CTV they saw the Raptors basketball player fall and also heard loud noises after an after-hours club on Spadina near Front Street at about 4 a.m. The man was rushed to St. Michael's Hospital with what police say were life-threatening injuries. We'll have more on this story as it develops. In other news, CBC News is reporting that new figures released by StatsCan are showing that cancer deaths may soon surpass deaths caused by cardiovascular disease. Though both ailments have been decreasing over the last 25 years, the proportion of deaths attributed to cancer has steadily risen in comparison to cardiovascular disease. The StatsCan report noted that in 2004, 66,000 people died from cancer in contrast to 72,000 deaths caused by cardiovascular disease. That's all for news today. We're off to Lulu with more about sports.
Thanks, Kevin. Hi, everybody. The Beijing 2008 Olympic Games Committee announced the torch relay route, and Taiwan is upset about their stop. The torch route includes 19 cities outside of China and 116 cities in China. The relay will spend 130 days to finish its 137,000 kilometers span and reach Mount Everest at the end. It's considered as the longest relay in the Olympic history. During the relay, the torch will stop at Tibet and Taiwan. They are the two areas that want to be independent from China. Chinese government thinks that the main goal of Olympic Games is to have a peaceful world. They hope the relay will help them support the claim that there's only one China. Toronto Raptors did not do very well when playing with Nets in the last two games. Tonight, they are going to play Game 3. They are now even in the series and facing more difficult problems. Jason Kidd from Nets is going to play in Game 3. Jason Kidd is an all-star point guard. His left knee was hurt, but he said he feels good now and he's ready for the game tonight. The second game between the New Jersey Devil and Ottawa Senators will be on tomorrow at Meadowlands. In Game 1, Jason Spezza of the Senators shoot the first goal 90 seconds after the game started. The Joe Crawford, Dean Evans, and Danny Heatley was also got goals. The Senators led by 4-2-0, even though Devil made it 3-4 in the second period. The goal from Senators Wade Redden made the goal become 5-3, and Senators got the victory. Devil's leader Patrick Alisha was not in the game yesterday because he got a cold, but the coach Lou Lamoriello said he's getting better. 38-year-old Sammy Sosa hit two homers in the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Texas Rangers. Even though Texas Rangers lost the game by 4-9, Sosa got the record that he homered in 44 parks. It broke the record made by Ken Griffey Jr. and Fred McGriff. Sosa is happy to have the record, but he thinks that if his team could win the game, he will feel even better. OHL as St. Mike's major of the OHL slipped back to one game above 500 for the season as they hosted and lost the Windsor Spitfires. The Spitfires' goal tending was in tip-top shape while the major's leading scorer sat out with an undisclosed injury. Matt Smith has this report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer of any game, it's going to hurt a team. So it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm. And Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road, and then go from there.
And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us after the break, when Mark will have entertainment.
Good evening. You are probably expecting me to say that my name is Count Dracula, and that I am a vampire. Do you know what makes a vampire? Do you really? It is not the hair, bah, greasy kid stuff. It's not the cape, made from your sister's side of man sheet. No, it's the fangs that make the vampire. Now you too can have the fangs. Dress up for parties. Frighten the trick-or-treaters on Halloween. These plastic marvels fit over your regular teeth. But once there, you'll be the hit of the party. Amaze and delight your girlfriend, it is so much fun. I know, so send for your fangs today. Send $2.98 to Fang, box 1001, Central City, Tennessee. Or dial toll-free 800-DRA-CULA. Order before midnight tonight.
That's an order.
Thanks to Liu for the sports and good day to all. Another Earth Day came and went last week. School children planted some trees. Mayor Miller spent 20 minutes cleaning the city. Yet for most, it was just another day at the office. No photo ops for us. So why then do we open the paper every day and read about Harper not meeting the Kyoto Protocol? How many newscasts blare at us warnings of an impending environmental collapse? Do we really give a shit? The environment is our responsibility. We need to take action now to get out of this mess. But we're going to ban incandescent light bulbs. Fantastic. It will save us nearly 5,000 megawatts of greenhouse emissions a year, and you'll actually save over $50 in electricity costs. Now, why did that take so long? The technology for hybrid vehicles has been around for over a decade. Ballard Power Systems is a leader in the field, and they're from good old Canada. Yet we continue to buy our gas-guzzling SUVs, and Ballard is losing millions a year. Bill Maher recently spoke out about the disappearance of bees. Yes, those buzzing little creatures that pollinate the foods we eat, they're dying off. Why? One theory is cell phone signals are disrupting the bees' navigation systems. Are you going to stop using your cell? I didn't think so. It's great to say the government needs to follow the Kyoto Protocol, but change starts at home. Park the car for a week. Use public transit. Commit to buying local fruits and vegetables. Small things, but they add up. Try it, please. Your children's children will thank you. And in other news, Chris McCool is an environmentalist that tours across Canada. He performed at City Playhouse Theatre with his concert Earth, Seas, and Air for young kids, getting the kids and their parents involved in his performance. As Alexandra Lucchesi reports, McCool and the kids had a really great time.
Who makes air so we can breathe?
Chris McCool has been across Canada for over 10 years. He teaches children of all ages the importance of environmentalism through his music. McCool is known as Canada's greatest eco-troubadour for young people and is performing both today and tomorrow morning. His concert, Earth, Seas, and Air, is at City Playhouse Theatre. According to Chris McCool, it's an incredible experience for both himself and the kids involved.
For the last 15 years, I've been working on environmental and sustainability issues, and to be able to sing about these issues for children and families is very meaningful to me. They're the ones that, you know, we can teach about the environment now while they're young and get them into really great habits. It's a really great overall way of celebrating the environment.
The event had children clapping, singing, and dancing along with their parents in the audience and on stage. 4-year-old Joseph eagerly volunteered to play the maracas.
Over here we have
Joseph. Boy and lot of friends.
McCool will be playing later this month with the Sultans of Strings at Rex Hotel. Alexandra Lucchesi, Centennial College Radio News.
And that's it from here. Now back to Kevin for a final word.
Thanks, Mark, and back to our breaking news story. The man who was brought to St. Michael's this morning weighed approximately 230 pounds and attended Georgia Tech. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.